We start with football and the best women's club football side Australia has ever seen. Melbourne City has won their third consecutive W League Championship, defeating Sydney FC 2-0 in front of more than 6,000 fans in the grand final. City's Welsh midfielder Jess Fishlock was the difference between the two teams, scoring one goal and setting up the other in the win. She says getting this win wasn't easy, but her team achieved what it did in a manner they knew they could achieve it.
It was hard, you know. Sydney are a fantastic team and we knew that today was going to be extremely hard for us. We knew how that the qualities that they have, but we knew how to hurt them, and I think that's what we did today. I have nothing but pride and love for this group of girls.
Fishlock and her teammates savouring the joy of victory. But it's not only victory that brings joy in sport, and the men's side of the footballing ledger proved that this past weekend. Adelaide United coach Marco Kurtz overjoyed with what his side did against the Central Coast Mariners, despite the fact the result of that game was a 2-2 draw. Adelaide had to play most of the match with only 10 men after one of their players was controversially sent off early in proceedings. At 2-0 down, just after half-time, things looked hopeless. But Adelaide battled back, scoring 2 goals to level the game, despite being a player short, and gain a valuable competition point. Kurtz says the result shows it's not just his team's skill that makes them good.
The team is special. It's correct. I think the team spirit, the belief in our game, the belief in the team is one of our biggest qualities.
In cricket, Australia will face New Zealand in the final of the 2020 Tri-Series on Wednesday. After New Zealand beat Australia this weekend, then did well enough in a narrow defeat to England to ensure they advance to the final instead of England. One player who isn't there for Australia in New Zealand for the conclusion of the Tri-Series is Steve Smith. Australia's captain and best batsman is instead in South Africa, preparing for Australia's forthcoming test series in that country. It's a sign of how busy modern cricket is. Smith says the packed timetables for international matches means cricketers can't always play for their country as much as they would like to.
In an ideal world, we love to play every single game for Australia that we can, or be available to be selected for every game possible, but you know, it's sometimes it's difficult with the schedules.
And many of Australia's best athletes continue their preparations for the Commonwealth Games. Sally Pearson, as expected, has booked her spot on Australia's Commonwealth Games team with victory in the women's 100 metres hurdles at the Commonwealth Games trial on the Gold Coast. Her time in winning the event, 12.73 seconds, isn't thought to be great, especially by her standards. But Pearson says at the moment it's all about doing things, not thinking about them.
I really have no time to sit down and really think about too many things. All I got to do now is get the training done and get the work in. So that's the most important thing at this time.
Pearson will be looking to win a third consecutive Commonwealth Games gold medal in the 100 metres hurdles when the Commonwealth Games are held on the Gold Coast, her hometown, in April. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.